Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. I've been battling allergies for years now. Let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. What's up, gang? Welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mashazdeh. I'm so pumped to have you here with me. Now listen, The Greatness Machine, we're about two things. Number one, people who are living their passions. And number two, those who are creating greatness in the world and doing both of these things despite the odds against them. Each episode, we're going to feature interviews with game changers, business leaders, you know, telling us their origin stories, what made them tick, what got them to where they are now. Why? So it can help you step into your greatness within your life, your business, and your career. Occasionally, you might hear a few solo episodes from myself, moi as I say, as I leverage my 20 years of entrepreneurship as a CEO and founder to help you grow and level up in your journey to scale your life and your business. So come be a fly on the wall, enjoy the conversation, and I'm stoked to have you here with me. What's up, everybody? Welcome to today's episode of The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mashazdeh, and I am flying solo. Just coming to hang out with y'all and talk a little shop. So, you know, I wanted to touch on a idea that I guess it's one of these things where it's something I thought everyone did and realized a couple years ago, it's something that I just do myself. And so the question I want to start the show off with is, it's a really simple question. Do you live a life without constraints? And the question I'll repeat it again is, do you live a life without constraints? And so where does this question come from? You know, a couple of years ago, I was working with a friend of mine. It was a person who essentially helped me on a big project. And in return for that, I offered to help this individual from a coaching perspective as an advisor for her business and helped her build her core values for her business. But the first question I asked her, and this is the moment I realized that I think that maybe I'm just a person that does this naturally, but I asked her, I said, so, well, let me ask you a question. At this point, she was running a 7-figure business. It had finally hit 7 figures. She had a couple dozen employees. And I said, well, let me ask you a question. What would happen if I removed all the constraints? And I remember seeing her face, and her face kind of lit up like no one had ever suggested that to her before. And she said, well, what do you mean? And I said, yeah, what would happen if I removed all the constraints? Take the ceiling off. What could you do with this business? What could you do in your life? And again, like she didn't answer me right away, but she came back with some amazing answers that she would be the next Oprah and, you know, in her business, and that she would be an influencer and change the world and teach people and do all these amazing things. But there was a moment there where I realized that a lot of people are never told what could you do if you could do anything, you know, with your business or in your career, in your life. And I've always been a person that had the mindset that if one human being can do it, then I can do it. And I think that's a really important statement. If one human being can do it, why can't I do it? And I had this moment. It's always been something that's kind of been ingrained. It's a gift God gave me, or the higher power, whatever you want to believe in. It's a gift I was given from a very young age where I said, well, if that person can do it, I can do it. Now, does that mean that I'm going to go and become a, you know, NBA basketball player? No. But it was just something where it was more logical, where I said, hey, listen, if that human over there can do it, I'm a human too. I'm a capable person. They can do it. I can do it. And I've always just kind of had that belief in myself that if someone else can do it, then I can do it. And so, you know, I had this moment a few years ago where I was doing a business deal, and I remember we were going to strike the deal, and the person I did the deal with, I asked him, I said, what's the best month you've ever had? And this is a really successful business. And And he said, well, you know, the best month I ever had is I made $1 million in 1 month. And he wanted to do a joint venture with me and my brother and offered us like a 35-65 split, 35% to us, 65% to him. And he was, you know, fronting some money. And, you know, long story short, I said, well, how about 50-50 deal when we hit $1 million in profit, excuse me, in 1 month? So he said, best month he ever had, he made $1 million profit in 1 month. And I said, yeah, will you do 50-50 if we do $1 million in profit in 1 month? And his response was really interesting. He said, oh, if you could do $1 million in profit, I'll gladly pay you 50%. So it was interesting because I didn't even, it was like a reflex. My brain just went straight there. I was like, well, this guy's a capable guy, but so are we. And if he can do it, we can do it. And for me, it was interesting because it wasn't like just like this academic thing. I'm sure he thought Darius is out of his mind and there's no chance in hell this is actually going to happen. But my mind was the opposite. I was like, oh, if he did it, I can do it. And so I fast forward, it took 1, 2, 3. It took about 14 months. In our joint venture, we did $1 million of profit in 1 month, which was really awesome. The deal ended up going sideways once we were too successful. When I learned a lesson from this, which is that, you know, people will strike deals with you until you hit big numbers, and then they may not want to pay on those big numbers. Now this person did pay it, but it did actually sour the deal. We were making too much money, I believe is what I was told. But it was that idea of I had a life without constraints. I was like, there's no constraints. If this person can do it, I can do it. So I think it's a really important question to ask yourself is, where can I remove the constraints? And so whenever I'm working with any type of CEO or I'm working with a business partner, I always remove the constraints. And when I remove the constraints, then the whole world opens up. Because what I find what most people do is they problem solve around constraints. They make the bar low, they make the ceiling low, and then they problem solve to hit their goals within the constraints of that box. And they never really explode. They never really create something absolutely amazing. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. In the world of successful partnerships, names like Procter & Gamble, Ben & Jerry, and supply and demand echo through business history. But when it comes to growing your business, who are the perfect partners? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. We're talking from launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we hit $1 million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling shipping supplies or promoting productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Picture this, a time when my business was facing a tough hurdle and I wasn't sure how to break through. But then came the breakthrough moment, a game changer that took my business to the next level. You know, what I absolutely adore about Shopify is its unparalleled ability to adapt and grow with your ambitions. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 75 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Darius, all lowercase. That's D-A-R-I-U-S. Go to shopify.com/Darius now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/Darius. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. Hey there, friends. It's Darius Mashazda here, and I have a little confession to make. You see, I've been battling allergies for years now, and let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Allergies have been my constant companion. They stop me from fully enjoying the little things in life, canceling plans with friends because of sudden allergy attack, to missing out on an outdoor activity because of sneezing fits. Allergies have been a real nuisance. Luckily, for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing and a runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I've been a Claritin D user for many, many years now, and let me tell you, it's made a world of difference. Since I started using Claritin D, my symptoms have improved dramatically. Now, I can breathe easier, enjoy outdoor activities without worrying about sneezing fits, and truly live my life without being held back by allergies. Ready to live as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter now. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear, use as directed. And I was listening to a podcast a little bit ago, and Bob Proctor's on it, and he said, I believe our work, God's work, is for us to, I'm saying God a lot in this episode, but you know, I've had kind of a spiritual awakening. We could talk about that on a different episode, but he said, Bob Proctor said, he said, you know, I believe what God's work is for us to create is to live a life of creation. And so I posed the question of what would happen if every single one of us went out there and just started removing the constraints. Said, if that person over there can do it, I can do it. Now, again, you're not going to pick, I'm not going to go and become the heavyweight champion of the world in boxing. So I think there's some level of being realistic, but pick the area of the world that you are successful in. And then go look at the number one person in that part of your industry. Pick your industry. Go look at the number one, unless you're the number one, which you probably aren't. Go look at the number one company, number one person in the industry. And then make a list of what is stopping you from becoming, if not beating them. And my guess is the number one thing that stops most people is themselves. Because the minute if we put our own constraints around us, well, it's real simple. It's going to be easy not to become enormous or to do something huge or to change the world in the way that we were brought here to do it. Why? Well, because my goals are small. I have constraints. And I always ask the opposite question, which is, what does it look like if you had no constraints? How big could you get? You know, I work with a lot of entrepreneurs and CEOs, and that's one of the first questions I always ask them. How big could you get if there was a life, if you had no constraints? No constraints around capital, no constraints around talent, no constraints around ability, no constraints around team. Look at your business, look at your life, look at your job, look at your family, and say, what would happen if I had a life of no constraints? And then what you can do is you can start to plan for that. And I get it. You might be thinking, oh, Darius, that's easier for you to say, you can do that, but I can't do that. And I would tell you right now, you're creating a constraint if you're thinking that way. Because what I do is I look at everyone around me. And the more I do it, I find myself getting around more and more successful people who are creating more and more amazingness in the world. And what I've found is this. There's not a lot separating me from them, except they've just done something I haven't done yet. And then I start to deconstruct. And I have a good friend, Cameron Harold, and he talks about reverse engineering. I just reverse engineer the outcome. Okay, well, if I want to create X amount of wealth, what do I need to do? How much risk do I need to take? What type of business do I need to start? How much money does it need to make? If I want to not work, if I want to have a business that pays me to not work, you know, throw it on autopilot. How do I do that? Hell, this podcast is a great example. I'm sitting here thinking, how do I get this thing to, 10,000 downloads, 100,000 downloads? You know, my goal for the year was to have 10,000 downloads an episode. I hit that already. And now I've just bumped it up. I said, okay, next stop, 20,000, then 30,000, then 40,000 downloads per episode. Then I'm going to hit 1,000,000. And with the goal of this thing doing 1,000,000 downloads per episode at some point, maybe 10 million per episode. If you look at Joe Rogan, it's 11 million downloads per episode. What stops me from becoming him? I don't know. I'm not going to be the person to stop that. So I think it's a really important question that we ask ourselves. Look at any endeavor we're trying to attack. Whether it's physical, whether it's mental, whether it's professional, whether it's familial, whether it's through our friendships, and say, what's stopping me from getting what I want? And if you don't have a great answer like, oh, physically it's an impossibility, which even then I don't love that answer, or mentally it's an impossibility, and you can really come up with a good reason. I challenge anyone to do this. Email me, Darius@therealdarius.com, and I challenge anyone to tell me something that, you know, again, reasonable. If you're 5'1", if you becoming an NBA All-Star is probably pretty low. But look at your given areas of interest. Look at the areas where you've had success. And then pick the number one person in that industry. Pick a family you look at. You say, oh man, I wish my family was more like theirs. And just remove the constraints. What's stopping you from doing what they're doing? The answer is more than likely you. And it, once you start to have this no constraint mindset, what I find is pretty amazing. Because I'll walk into any situation and I go, no constraints. Remove the constraints. And I swear to God, I've done this since I was a kid. And it's not that I suddenly hit all my goals. I talked about this in the last solo. I'm a goal junkie who doesn't hit my goals and beats the hell out of myself when I don't. And I'm trying to work on that. But what I do is I just get to work if it's something I really want to do. And I want to do it. I want to do it from a healthy place, which again, work in progress for moi. But the reality is this. I'm sure as hell not going to go in there and create a bunch of artificial constraints and say, oh, I can never do that. I firmly believe that we can do whatever the hell we set our mind to within reason. And I'm telling you, like, unless we're talking like become a professional athlete or an Olympian or something like that, those are the only ones where I'm like, you know, there's just a certain amount of, I mean, maybe I could. I'll go pick a sport that I could become an Olympian in my 50s. You know, built for guys with really strong legs. You know, if anyone knows of any, you know, email me, let me know. But the point is this, like, I know that when we remove the constraints and set our mind to any single thing we want to accomplish, removing those constraints, saying, okay, fine, I want to go become the most famous person on earth at X. I want to go become the most successful person on earth at Y. What do I need to do? What's that first step? What's the next step? What's the third step? And then am I willing to do the work? Because that's a way better question. Question of, am I actually willing to do the work? And a lot of the times my answer to that is I'm not. I don't want to do the work. I'm not motivated enough to create, to hit that outcome. It's the expense or the risk or the cost of my life or time or family time or whatever. There's a laundry list of reasons why I may not want to do it. And those are legitimate. And you may have those too. But on the flip side of that is the things I really still want to hit regardless of the cost or expense. And I will tell you this right now, and I've told a lot of people this, you know, when I, you know, my goal when I was, you know, probably in my early 20s, mid 20s, was I wanted to build a $100 million company. And actually my first goal is to hit a $10 million. I wanted to build a $10 million company, and I almost hit it before I was 30. I hit 8.4 million. I was on track to hit it when I was 29, and then my company imploded, but I had no constraints. And when I set that goal, the business was probably $150,000 of revenue. I said, I'm going to hit it. I don't know how. I'll just go figure it out and go do it. You know, I know that it was an artificial number, but I didn't tell myself I couldn't do it. I was like, no, I'm going to do it. It's just a question of how quickly I can do it. I said the same thing with Inc. 5,000. I said, I'm going to be in the top. I want to be top 100 in Inc. 5,000. I was number 40 in the Inc. 5,000. It took me 3 years. I set that goal years before it happened. No constraints. I just knew I could make it happen. I knew that if I set my mind to it without telling myself some story of why I couldn't do it, that I would do it. And I did. And I remember in 2010, I said, I want to build a $100 million company. But Darius, what was your revenue when you set that goal? You were probably like 20, 30, 40 million. No, the answer is I was two. I was at $2 million revenue. Two. Not making money. Struggling, getting my teeth kicked in. And I had lunch with this former employee of mine, and she was telling me about this guy in New York who had built a $100 million company. And I remember at that moment, I'm like, I want to build a $100 million company. And this was in, I don't know, end of 09, beginning of 2010. It took me 5 years. From that moment till the moment I hit that, 5 years. Why? No constraints. I was not going to be the reason why it didn't happen. I just knew I could make it happen. And so you have to have that mindset that I'm capable of doing things when I set my mind to it. Right now, what's the thing? You know, there's two things that I've put no constraints around for myself. Number one is this show. As I said, I'm going to build this and be one of the top podcasts in the world. I don't still know how I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do it. Unless there's a really good reason for me not to, that's a goal that I have. And I have no constraints around it. Joe Rogan can do it. Man, I could do it. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. Second is I'm starting to do private equity. I want to start buying companies. Never bought a company before. That's actually untrue. I have, but I haven't bought one recently. And I've never had a lot of success in that area, but I have friends that do it. I know people that have done it even before that. I know it's possible because it's just as simply as going and finding a business and going and buying it and then building it up and making it successful. And I want to buy tons of companies if I can. And I set my mind to it. And I said, you know, I read Steve Schwartzman, What It Takes book, which is all about this guy that built Blackstone. And I said, if he did it, I could do it. I don't know if I'm going to build the next Blackstone, but I know that if one human being can do it, I can do it. So I want you to ask yourself that question. What are the things in your life, professionally, physically, on a personal level, what are the things that you're just saying, oh, I can't do that? Or what constraints are you adding? And I want you to take an idea, take your career and say, if I could do anything in my career, what would I want to do? And then remove the constraints and just imagine how you might do it. Ideate on it, dream about it. Because what I find is when we do that, we start to figure out the ways to make it happen instead of convincing ourselves of the constraints that are going to stop us. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It's something that I've talked to a lot of people about, tons of friends. It's my first question whenever I'm talking to people about something they want to do. I go, well, how would you do that without constraints? And they're like, whoa. Because I find that people start to just like talk themselves out of it. And it's the first question I ask. So think about the things that you care about that you'd love to accomplish. Because, hey, man, for all we know, we're hitting pay dirt sooner than we expect. We only got one life to live. And if we're doing God's work of creating, then we might as well do so without constraints. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. I wanted to share those thoughts with you. I love sharing my solos, flying solo, giving you guys some of my ideas, my more profound ideas, at least I find them to be more profound. They're things I wish someone told me, because I'll tell you what, when we grow up, people just tell us what we can't do. And fuck them. Let's go out there and let's make it happen. Anyway, if you love our show, please share it. Give us a review where you can do it on any of the podcast platforms. Share our show. We're trying to grow it. And with that said, peace out. We love you. She's my
lover. You are listening to The Greatness Machine, and that's a wrap for today. Listen, if you love what you heard, subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you're tuning in on so that you don't miss any of our future episodes. We have tons of great people coming on, and we're stoked to have you here to enjoy it with us. Leave us a review. Tell us what you love most about this particular episode. We love getting the reviews. We love to see what you guys love most. And if this particular episode, you know, made you think of someone who's leveling up in their business and in their life, print screen, share it with them. Leaders are the best givers. And after all, we're all here to support and grow with each other. And in case you want to see some of the fun behind the scenes shots or some of the things that we're doing, I'm actually writing about this in my weekly newsletter. Go to www.therealdarius.com and subscribe to my newsletter. We're talking about fun things like business and life and mindfulness and cryptocurrencies and gosh, I don't even know, everything and anything, but it's tons of fun stuff I write about. I try to get it out on a weekly basis. You can subscribe at www.therealdarius.com. And with that said, look, thank you guys so much. Appreciate you. I love you. Peace. We're out of here. See you guys on the next one. She's my lover.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting podcast, or YAP, like it's often called by my YAP fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.